found it. This is the Tidbits Podcast with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Well, here it is. We've made it to Thursday, the 14th day of March.
Here we are.
We made it, Matt. Yet another day. And another dollar.
Yes, indeed.
For us.
Yes, indeed. Today is Pi Day, so happy Pi Day.
You know, that's one thing I never really understood. I guess that's why I never got algebra. Because all that time, I never really knew what pi was. You know? And if you don't know that, you can't succeed.
Well, that's more with geometry.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I was well into adulthood before I really, you know? I just never got it.
I don't know.
I just never got it.
I don't know what all this is. Yeah.
Needless to say, I didn't progress very far in mathematics.
See, that's funny because when I got into algebra geometry, that's when math clicked. And I did really well.
See, I loved it up to that point.
I was the exact opposite. Hated it.
And then I went from mathematics into history and got into that.
Mm-hmm.
Geography.
Right.
Those types of things.
Right.
But, I don't know. Never got it. Never will.
I had a really good teacher, and that helps.
I guess that what I do in this business, when it comes time to try to get into like the top of the hour, you got to time it out.
Yes.
I have enough math skills for that.
That's well, okay, so doing time math is completely different than regular math.
Okay.
Because you're basing everything off 60 instead of 100.
So okay. Oh, okay.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Okay.
It really is.
But, you know, I seem to have enough skills to be able to do that. And I still count on my fingers. I find myself still doing that. You know,
right.
Just I don't know. I just never progressed.
In fact, it's always my job in the family that, oh, we got to be there by 10:30. What time do we need to leave? Oh, well, we need to leave by whatever o'clock.
Okay.
That's always my job because I can
and
figure
it's a
that
good
out.
One.
Yeah.
It's a good job to have.
I'm worth something in my house, so that's all that matters.
I did enjoy, you know, and I don't know if they still do it or not. Probably not. But doing, like, pretend ledgers and so forth in school.
Okay.
I enjoyed that.
You enjoyed that.
I did, you know.
Like
I enjoyed bookkeeping.
Like you were Bob Cratchit on Go to Your Book. Keeping track of stuff for Scrooge.
I did like that. And it would have been somebody else's money.
Right.
Okay, it wouldn't be that I'm keeping track of mine, but I did. I really enjoyed that. But I'm sure, do they even do that now? Have you seen your kids?
Accounting?
Yeah, or are they involved
it's
in
all, it's all done. It's all done on spreadsheets.
See, I wouldn't.
It's all done.
See, I want to do it hand, you know.
Like it's the turn of the century. Yes, Mrs. Hotsapu, let me get your money. Oh, okay.
I'm going to dip my pen in the inkwell.
Yes. let me see what your balance is. Yes.
I always liked that.
Do you think you missed the boat? Do you think you should have done something in that field?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I would have been. What else would you have done had you not chosen this spectacular career?
It's really funny. In a different world, a different life.
Yeah.
We were watching a documentary the other day, and they had this guy who, back in the 90s, late 90s, mid to late 90s, the FBI started this, that's when they started doing, like, criminal profiling.
Okay.
I think I would have done that.
You'd like that.
Oh, 100%.
So.
where you break down,
okay,
so this is why this person is doing what they're doing. This is probably what they look like. This is probably, oh, yeah.
So, you would have been on that. Criminal Minds television series. You would have been the guy that's...
No, yeah.
You
know. Yeah, criminal profiler.
I don't know what I would do, you know, other than this. Actually, this hit me at probably the age of 8 that I wanted to do this. You know, it's...
to do radio?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not do, like, accounting.
No. I picked that. That would have been a hobby. Okay.
Accounting would have been a hobby.
Yeah, I could have done that part-time.
Right.
Let me keep your books. I'm a good embezzler.
See, you should have just volunteered to keep the radio station books all these years. And then everyone's bitter because you're rolling up in brand new cars all the time. And why has he got so many gold watches? I'm making 15 grand a year and he's rolling up in a Corvette.
It's but I've never really thought about doing much of anything else.
Right.
So I don't know. I picked a good one. Okay, I've been awfully successful.
100%.
I've got my money now in cryptocurrency.
Ooh. How's that going?
I've come to the conclusion you don't have to understand it to make it work.
Ah.
Okay. You know, quite honestly, if you know anybody at all that has any clue.
Right.
And you can get in that. You know, the bottom line is you just take it out when you've got money, you know.
Pretty much.
And, you know, you find the right ways to invest it. And, you know, I unfortunately never have enough to really put in there. It's hard to buy 50 cents worth of crypto. Now, how about this? The Colts have signed Joe Flacco.
I saw that.
So now they've got Flacco as a backup. Last year, of course, their backup played the majority of the year.
got himself to a Pro Bowl.
Yeah. And, you know, he's moved on, but Joe Flacco signed a one-year contract worth up to $8.7 million. And the goal is for him to basically just kind of be a mentor to Anthony Richardson.
But he feels much more like a traditional Colts quarterback, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's kind of fits the standard.
Yeah. Of what we had in the past.
Good size.
Yeah.
Not real fleet of foot.
No. But a good arm and accurate and all those things, you know, so.
So you got a good one there, and as far as the backup's concerned, and if he were had the need to be brought in to play, he certainly did it last year with Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah,
that's true. I mean, he got comeback player of the year.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So you got that in Indianapolis now. Let's hope Anthony Richardson develops and stays healthy.
Yeah,
that's the big thing. You gotta stay healthy. And there's always next year when you're a Colts fan. Okay, so next year is this year really coming up.
That's true.
Yeah, so
that's true.
They haven't done much else. I mean, as far as wideouts and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, do they have a decent receiving core? Are they decent?
I'm pretty sure. Didn't they put their the receiver Pittman on the franchise tag?
Did they?
I think so.
But it's like, you know, I none of them stand out in my mind like back in the day. You know, when you had, you know, that wide receiver that Peyton Manning had, and it's like that's all you heard.
Who was that? Come on, Dale. Who was
Reggie Wayne.
Marvin Harrison.
That's it. Did he have Reggie Wayne too?
Reggie Wayne.
It's like my panic moment, like when we were playing the world's fastest game show, and I couldn't think of the Churchill Downs, and I just uttered, what did I call it? Herschel Downs. And you had to be a wise guy and play it over and over again.
I recorded everything. Herschel Downs.
So anyway, that's what the Colts now have under their...
And then did he give you that point? I think
yeah,
he did.
Because I got it. I deserved it.
I was livid.
I was close enough. We have quite a storied past. It is 6:31. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will get into some tidbits, so don't go away.
This is Tidbits.
In our lifetime, were we mean to barn owls? Is that why they're almost extinct?
I have no idea.
I don't remember anybody really having issues with barn owls.
So I'm on the Indiana Department of Natural Resources website.
Okay.
Looking at the barn owls as we speak. It says this, barn owls have been nesting in this DNR-built nest box inside a barn in southern Indiana since 2009.
Okay. They've been there a while.
Barn owls are an endangered species in Indiana, mostly due to habitat loss.
Okay.
Habitat loss.
All right.
The Indiana DNR continues to work with the public to place nest boxes where suitable habitat is available. Wildlife biologists with the Division of Fish and Wildlife have placed more than 400 barn owl nest boxes since 1984.
Wonder if we could get one here at the station.
Maybe we could. We can have our own.
Have our own barn owls to look at.
These owls typically lay their eggs in March or April, with chicks hatching in April or May.
So is it the same barn owls they put in there, or did they live that long?
I don't know. Disclaimer.
Okay.
This camera is a live feed of barn owls. Natural events may be disturbing to some viewers. Your discretion is advised. Additionally, some owlets may not survive due to weather extremes or limited food availability. DNR will not intervene with routine natural events. Banding of barn owls will take place when it is determined owls are healthy to keep track of barn owl movements and mortality.
So you might see a barn owl ripping apart a mouse. Okay?
Yeah.
Or worse yet, one of the babies falls out of the nest. Oh, it fell out. Now, you can't do anything.
It looks like right now there's just one in there.
Okay.
And there's resting comfortably, I guess. Right. It's pretty dark.
All right. Keep us posted.
It's pretty dark in there.
All right. This is a recent survey, Matthew, of 2000.
All right.
It found that tighter budgets have made eating out less enjoyable than before, with almost a quarter admitting that spending money on a meal out is stressful.
It's stressful.
What are you going for?
No, I can't possibly. Is that what you're doing while you're eating your burger?
You're stressed out about that. The kids, they're too scared to ask what they want for dinner. They won't place their order, okay? They're stressed.
Food causes a lot of stress in this country, man. Tell you what.
And 44% saying they feel guilt of both the act of spending and the amount they spend.
Wow.
Now, you know, I've got a favorite place. You know, I love the steak. We'll call it Houston Road Joint.
Okay. The Houston Road Joint. Are peanuts allowed there anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Because that spread, you know, you're touching shells.
True.
But, you know, I mean, I stress out because I know it's going to cost me, but I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. I think, oh, geez, look what I'm paying for that. But by golly, I enjoy it.
But isn't that what it's about, though? I mean, it's about, you know, if it brings that little bit of joy into your life, then, you know, as long as you're not, like, being negligent in some other area of your life, it's like, well, I can't make rent, but I'm going to go get this steak, you know.
Sometimes you almost have to make that decision.
Well,
I mean, it's not that critical, okay? I mean, well, I'm going to eat the steak. I'm not paying.
I'm not going to make my truck payment, but I'm going to get this steak. Then don't do that.
But for me, I would say I'm going to look at least $40.
Okay. Wow, yeah.
Because, I want the big old steak. I don't want, you know.
See, you're going all out.
I'm going.
Yeah.
And then you throw your tip in, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm looking at $40 mm-hmm. at least.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me, that's, and I'm a little stressed over it when I do it. Because, you know, that's a good chunk of change.
Right.
For one meal. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah.
I remember we had our anniversary dinner a couple years ago at, I don't even know what to call it. Blue Smith's. Okay. At Blue Smith's. And I want to say it was like $140 for both of us.
Wow.
And I never paid that much for just two people ever. Yeah. But it was incredible.
See? But that's kind of one of those once in a blue moon occasions.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to me now it's like if I make it to the Houston, you know, it'll be a special occasion, really, basically, because I just, you know, it's not an everyday thing that, you know, I can afford. But you'd think everybody on Earth eats out, especially in Kokomo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you go, it's like, does anybody eat at home? You know,
it's funny. When I was, when I had my internship in Indianapolis and would tell people where I'm from, that's the first thing they would say to me. Do you guys ever cook at all?
It just seems like nobody does.
We have a lot of restaurants. You know.
Well, at least they were known for something over there. The stoplights, stuff. Now, this is, okay, you and I could have done this particular research. This from UC Davis. Now, this is amazing. I don't know how they came up. They found that high school students who use both tobacco and cannabis miss more school and have lower grades.
What? You're joking, right? This can't be accurate. You can't be serious.
That compared to those who don't use either, or who use the products individually, tobacco or cannabis, but don't combine them. Now, these kids back in the day were just known as, it's like in the sixth grade, you go into junior high.
Yeah.
And that's where kids go this way or that way.
100%. Yeah. It's like they hit a certain point and you kind of choose your path.
And they turn into stoners or whatever you classify them as. And, but do you really need somebody? Are you paying somebody to come up with these results?
So do you have another group sitting aside saying, we have no idea if kids are smoking weed, cigarettes, what are they like? Are they missing school? Are they good at it? Like, we need to know.
And somebody's getting paid to do that.
Right.
All right. It says using an 8-point scale with 8 representing mostly A's and 1 representing F's. They found the average grade for students who did not use cannabis or tobacco was 6.24, or mostly B's.
Okay.
By comparison, average grades for students who used both cannabis and tobacco were about half a grade lower, or 5.08, or mostly B- and C's.
It's good enough, bro. Tell you what, man.
You just want to get out.
I'm still passing,
But I think you could figure that out on your own.
Yeah, you would think so.
I mean, if you paid attention at all in school, and no matter, I don't know.
And again, when you do these surveys, how honest are these kids being? You know what I mean? How honest are they really being? Because, you and I would be like, yeah, I don't trust you.
And we had some of that stuff in school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is completely anonymous.
Yeah, and you would answer, and it's like,
okay, now I'm on a list.
And it might include, do you drink, blah, blah, you know?
Yeah, never had a drop. but I'm still getting C's. It's fine.
It says, students who used either cannabis or tobacco, but not both, also had slightly lower grades than non-users. Students who only used tobacco had an average grade of 5.61, mostly B's. And students who only used weed or cannabis had an average grade of 5.54, also mostly B's.
Still doing fine, man. I'm right up there, It has no effect on our cognitive skills.
I knew some that they thought they were smarter on it.
Yeah, same. I knew a dude who, top of the class, honor roll, the whole nine yards, and man, all the time. All the time.
I
want to say he got a job somewhere where he's working for one of the oil companies.
Making good money?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, it's good for them. But again, this survey, and this is probably pretty recent. If you go back to the 70s when I was in school, I think the results would be far different. I think they'd be lower grades.
Oh, yeah?
I believe. So anyway, we'll move on to this. Florida deputy at a traffic stop when a flock of turkeys gathered around him.
Oh.
They're hoodlums. Okay, these turkeys are like hoodlums anymore. It's a viral video. The deputy thought the turkey attacking him was a chicken.
Wow.
Now, there's a distinct difference between a turkey and a chicken.
Yes.
Look how big. Okay, now these are large, and there's a bunch of them.
Oh, they're like going after them. They're attacking them.
Yeah. They're developing really bad attitudes, these turkeys.
He's on the radio. 10-4, I'm getting attacked by a chicken right now.
A chicken. But they're pretty big, and if you've ever been chased by a goose, mom had geese, they get nasty.
I was driving in town yesterday.
Okay.
And if it's a busy street.
Okay.
I want to hold back in saying where it's at.
Okay.
But I'm driving past it, and they have geese in their yard.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I mean, this geese, I mean, it was like loud. Like, oh, oh, oh! I mean, it was just like super loud. Because some of the traffic was backed up. And I feel like it was yelling at some of the cars in the street. Oh, it was mad. And I'm like, are we allowed to have geese in our backyard? I'm not sure how that.
Now, it depends on where they are. If they're off the river, you know, you can't do anything about them. Did these look like domesticated geese? Were they white?
They were white.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Okay. It was kind of a blur.
you just heard him honking.
There was a lot of traffic. It was super loud.
They do get angry. We've experienced that on the golf course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, they think it's...
They're very territorial.
They don't like it. So, I'd like to have seen you when that was on. So you think they're domesticated, didn't you?
I don't know. Okay, I know they were in the backyard.
Okay. They weren't by the river?
No.
Okay.
No, this was not by the river.
Just want to make sure. Now, this is something that they say is actually better than 20 years ago.
Okay.
And here's someone, of course, right off the bat, download speeds.
Right.
You know, that's going to be.
Absolutely.
And this is incredible, too. Cancer treatment and medical treatment in general.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah. So 20 years ago, that would have been, I mean, I know in your head you're thinking, oh, it's like the early 80s.
Was this?
No, this would have been.
To me.
This would have been like, it's like, oh, 2003, 2004.
Okay.
All right.
So really recent time to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first Toy Story, they say, if you compare that to the latest, you can see how far computer animation's come.
Yeah, that's true. It is incredible.
So, you know, I'm thinking of the Toy Stories. I really like those stories, you know. Because as a kid, you always kind of envisioned that's what they were doing, your toys, when you weren't around. Options for dietary restrictions. You know, it used to be like me, you eat bland. Okay, but now you've got choices, okay?
Right.
Whether it's vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, whatever. Graphics and video games.
Yes.
Remember some of your first, did you ever have those handheld?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Beep, did you beep, play the beep, football?
Beep. Oh, yeah, absolutely. No idea what you're doing. Yeah.
But you just played it all, you know, they were great.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, and here's a guy trying to score points. My wife.
My wife is better. Was actually better. He's saying his wife was better 20 years ago.
Oh, now this is actually better than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So she's better today than she was 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Dang it,
Matt. I was doing the opposite, sorry. Sorry. You're right, he's scoring points.
You're scaring me.
Never mind me.
Okay, now, maybe you've got something for this next category.
All right.
The most unattractive thing a woman has said to you.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Okay,
I got.
We'll start off with this guy that says, God told me we shouldn't be together. And that happened a week after attending her grandmother's funeral. So evidently at that time.
Yeah. Okay, we're good enough to go to the, but yeah, you know what?
I'm getting jealous of how much attention you're giving your new puppy. You're getting jealous over a dog? Really?
Stupid dog.
I wouldn't have married you if I knew there was a possibility you would experience depression.
Come on, man. There's that thing where it's, you know, for better or worse. Dang.
So what about you? All right, think back.
We were at the fair one year.
Okay.
And granted, this was a girl that might have been in high school.
Okay.
Okay. But we were at the fair one year. And remember we had the black booth
thing? Yes,
we
were lovely. I loved it.
Across from the merchant building.
You got to weigh 2.5 tons. You got to move it.
Yeah, by yourself.
It was never lightweight.
No. You know? No. So this girl walks up to the booth.
Okay.
And I feel like I was tearing stuff down.
All right.
But she walks up to the booth and she's like, "Are you Matthew Paul?" And I was like, "Why, yeah." She never really knew how to answer that. And I kid you not, her response was, "Wow, you are a lot uglier than I thought you'd be."
People are so cruel.
And I was like, I was just shocked that anybody would actually. And then she just walked away. She and her buddy walked away.
I've always had people through the years of, "Well, you don't look like you sound."
Yeah, I hear that a lot, which probably is code for, "Wow, you're a lot uglier than I thought you were. You sound much more handsome."
And you know, you always hear, "Well, you've got a face for radio."
Oh, yeah. So,
but those don't seem that bad to me. You know, I mean, if you're that shallow and you wouldn't have married someone thinking someday they might experience depression, you've got issues.
Right.
And if you got issues with somebody giving a puppy loving, now what would you do? And I've seen this before, you know, people letting their dogs kiss them on the mouth and blah, 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 blah. And then they go for you. They're not the dog. The individual just got kissed on the lips. But are you going to kiss? I'm not. Get away from me.
Yeah.
And you just saw him down there in front of the TV minutes before that he's doing that to you. Okay. What are you doing?
What are you doing, man?
I just don't. You know, everybody lets dogs lick them. Yeah, I hate that.
Right.
I had some kid that said he loved puppy breath.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's like,
I guess I know people that say that too.
I mean, that's just, I don't know. But I don't want them licking, you know. And I know I'm terrible. And that's probably why I'm single. Okay. But I don't want to eat off somebody else's fork.
Mm.
Taste this. No, I'm okay. No. Then holding it out. No, I don't. I don't like that.
Sure.
Yeah, and we may be a partner or whatever. Sure. And yeah, but I never have.
This is something that you just don't like.
It dates back to like mom, you know, and you know, using her fingers, licking her and fixing my hair. And just, I hate it. Okay.
I get that.
And I don't want to taste something off, you know?
Right.
Let me use my own fork.
Exactly.
Do you feel like that at all? Am I just weird?
I mean, I'm okay with doing that, but I get what you're saying. I mean, I totally get what you're, but I mean.
And you've been married a long time. I mean, are you comfortable with that?
I don't think at this point I would. I mean, I'm not sure I'd brush my teeth with her toothbrush, but, you know, we've shared utensils before. I mean.
Okay.
You know.
I don't know. I'm just weird.
So what if someone takes a bite of their pizza,
okay,
and they decide, you know what, I don't want the rest of this. Do you want it?
Right.
Would you take it with the bite taken out? Are you okay with that?
If I'm close to the individual, yes.
Okay.
Just any old person? No.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. hello, stranger. I couldn't finish my pizza. Would you like the rest of this? Sure thing. Give me all your mouth sores. It's fine.
And would you, okay, now I'm not sure, maybe I would, I don't know, eat around that area?
Hmm.
I don't know, I'm just weird.
I'm okay with it.
I mean, you know, if it's a significant other, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even a brother or a sister, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I just.
Yeah.
We reveal too much on this show. And now I've just revealed, you know, there's probably a psychiatrist out there thinking, oh, geez.
Yeah, these people need therapy. Like, we need to, I'll send them a card. Come see me.
It's like I don't like my food touching. In my world, yeah. I would love to have school trays all the time.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same way.
I don't like juice.
I'm the same way, 100%.
You know, it infringes. You know,
in fact, you know, I will take, if we're at a place, I will take, like, I will get stuff and then go back. To get,
yeah.
if I see, oh, that's going to run, I'm not getting that right now.
And you get a new plate.
Yeah.
You know, and I realize at reunions and so forth, you may not have a lot of, you know, plates and so forth.
Sure.
But you always had your uncle or something. Just
packing
it on top.
Just all, you know? Yeah, it all going to the same place. Oh, yeah, man.
Juice flowing all
oh,
over.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's.
Yeah. Like pea juice and their mashed potatoes and they're eating cake with it.
I mean, can't do that.
Yeah, man.
So anyway. Thanks for listening to us. I'm sure many of you will not tune back.
these guys are idiots. Okay.
But we appreciate you putting up with us.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that is true.
Anyway, you have a good rest of your day, man.
All right, you too.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
This has been Tidbits with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We appreciate you listening, and we ask that you consider subscribing, leave a comment, leave a like, and thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again next time on Tidbits.